When a Milwaukee County Circuit judge ordered child molester Billy Lee Morford placed in Oak Creek, there was strong opposition. The city's mayor, Dick Bolander, said he'd thwart any attempt for the state to buy a residential home for Morford and three other predators.
I'm not going to give the ship up and just say, well, I guess we're doomed. You never quit. I'm calling everybody that I can think of, any business, any person, any group of persons that could possibly buy that house.
But if the Attorney General decides Wisconsin does not have to buy a house for Morford, Oak Creek may not have to find a bidder who can top the state's offer. During a meeting of the State Building Commission, members suggested leasing a site or using existing state-owned facilities. They decided to put off buying the Oak Creek home, something Governor Jim Doyle supported.
So I just think it's very wise for us to have lawyers tell us what we're supposed to be doing as a commission here.
After sexual predators complete their prison time and treatment under civil commitment, they go back to the county they came from. Oak Creek's police chief, Tom Bauer, hopes other places in Milwaukee County will become Morford's home.
The commission that the judge put together was represented almost solely by City of Milwaukee residents. And therein lies a major concern that the mayor of Oak Creek and myself have with this.
An Oak Creek area Democrat applauds the decision putting off purchase of the home. Jeff Playley acknowledges by law the state has to release sexually violent offenders sometime. He says it's time for Milwaukee County to form a committee, finding a more suitable place for predators using money set aside earlier.
They need to find a site, and that site needs to be secure. This piecemeal approach of just plopping people in the middle of neighborhoods hasn't worked.
Community concern could have political repercussions. Republicans have gained ground recently in the traditionally Democratic stronghold of Milwaukee County. Both Playley and his Republican Senate counterpart, Mark Honadel, have attended meetings Oak Creek has held about predator housing for Morford. There are 10 other so-called predators on supervised release in the state, with more on the way. More than 300 are currently in treatment and will eventually be placed in some community. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.